Jackson, you know me. You know that I'm going to talk silly shit. You're probably going to have to beat me a couple times. You know that, right?
I completely understand. One of my all-time favorite rock stars, the man that doesn't age, the Red Rocker, Mr. Sammy Hagar, on the show with us today. Welcome. I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, I age, Jackson. Now, you can't be telling the people that I don't age. They'll be thinking I'm like some kind of Dracula or something. You know what I mean?
After following you for so many years, I am convinced that somewhere in a cellar in Cabo is like the fountain of youth and a life supply of happy pills or something. I don't know how you do it.
I just age slowly. How about that? There you go. I age slowly, slower than most. You know, like they put me in a big barrel. You know that when you age wine and spirits,
yeah,
and things, you know, and tequila, you know, like, you know, so you put a Blanco in wood. The smaller the barrel, the faster it ages. It gets brown and it gets more woody. Faster. The bigger the barrel, the longer it takes. So I think they just put my ass in a big barrel. There you go.
That's right. And you've always got a smile on your face. I don't know what the secret is, but...
Oh, I do right now. I'm laughing at myself. Yeah. My wife and my kids, they don't think I'm funny. You know what I mean? And they're scared to death that I'm going to try to go into comedy someday because I've done every damn thing else there is to do on the planet. So every now and then I think, well, what do I want to do next? Maybe I'll try to do some stand-up. Then my kids go, oh, no, Dad, please. Right. Oh, my God. You know,
right.
And then,
it's funny with kids, too, because it doesn't matter how famous you are. It doesn't matter how big of a rock star you are. Your kids always still think you're a dork, you know?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I just got off the phone with Eddie Money this morning because his daughter, who's on his TV show, and my son, Andrew, who's making records and singing and stuff, they have a little group. They're not in the same band, but they have a group of people that go out together, and they call themselves the Holy Stoned Revival.
Yeah.
And they each do a few songs, and it's like a show. And he was calling up, going on and on about, you know, how great he thinks it is that our kids are together. And then the first thing we start talking about is how our kids give us no respect. We're like the Rodney Dangerfields of rock, you know. It's kind of like, we can't get no respect around here with our kids, you know. They say, oh, Pop, you know, I don't want your fans. Some of your fans, you know, came to see me, and, like, they're yelling for your songs and stuff, man. He goes, man, that shit pisses me off. I'm going, you should be happy somebody paid to see you, kid. You know?
Yeah, right, right. Well, and like you said, man, you've done it all. It's like I always think every time I get a chance to speak with you, it's like, where do you start with Sammy Hagar? Because a decent interview with Sammy Hagar would literally take, like, 24 hours because you've got your hands in everything, man.
I don't know what to tell you. I guess you would have to start at Montrose, honestly, because
– yeah.
72, 73. Because
yep.
For me, everything that I've done, my book, my cantinas, you know, Cabo Wabo, the Sammy's Beachfront Grills, the rum, the tequila, all those things came from music first.
Yeah.
It really was music that gave me the following and the credibility, I guess, to be able to go on TV and to go on the radio and talk to people like you and talk about what else I do. It starts with music. So, you know, it's really been a musical career. All the other things have been fun, you know, entrepreneurial things that have been got really lucky with a couple businesses and things, but they've been business that is related to music. The Cabo Wabo, what do? When I go there, I drink tequila, eat tacos, jump on stage and play music, you know. Boom.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? You know, who wouldn't want to do that?
I thank you for the for the recipes, by the way, because my producer for Christmas, she got me the cooking and partying handbook, Sammy Hagar's cooking and partying handbook.
Oh, yeah.
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 I make the guac. I make the waburitos.
Here's the thing about the guac. There was two recipes that had a bum that were misprints. One of them, I think the guac, they said to put the seeds into the guacamole or something. And it's what I meant is if you leave one seed in the guacamole, it won't turn brown.
Yeah.
If you take and don't put any seeds in there. But I think it said like 12 avocados and 12 seeds or something like that. But no, you only need one seed. There was a couple recipes that didn't work out right. And I think another one was like it said 2 cups of mayonnaise, and it was for another dish, and it was like 2 spoons of mayonnaise. But other than that, the chicken, the Antonio's chicken, I'm telling everybody in the world,
yes,
go to the website, find Antonio's chicken.
Yep.
Do exactly what it says. Don't do one thing different. And it's the simplest, quickest, not quick, it takes a while to do, but it's the simplest recipe. And it is the best chicken you'll ever have in your life. I put my word on that. Antonio's chicken in Are We Having Any Fun Yet? There you go. Just do exactly what it says.
You know what I'll do? I'll pull that out of my book and I'll post it up for everybody to see it on social media. So,
and as long as we're promoting, wait a minute, and then you might as well go buy a ticket to my show and then go buy, and then with the ticket to the show, you get a free ticket for my album that gets sent to your house, but you have to go online and register for it. So then they'll send you the album for free if you buy the ticket to the show. And then while you're there, don't forget to stop and get a sandwich, Beach Bar, rum and Coke, and if you feel like it, use Santo Margarita. Yeah, okay, are we done now? Let me rephrase it. Are we having any fun yet?
There you go. Sammy Hagar of The Circle going to play the Excite Center at Parks Casino in Bensalem on Friday, May 25th. And, of course, you've got another all-star band. You got Michael Anthony. You got Vic Johnson. You got Jason Bonham on drums. I mean, that's got to be an awesome group of cats to play music with.
It's so much fun. We don't even have to rehearse. And I'm not exaggerating. If at the night we sit in the dressing room, you know, we warm up together. You know, we got a little practice kits, a little practice amps and everything. And, like, just the other night, and Jason goes, hey, you know, let's change that one song out. Let's play, you know, this, it was a Van Halen song. He said, let's play Best of Both Worlds tonight instead of Finish What You Started. And we said, okay, we go over it, boom, walk out on stage and play it. You know, we can do that every single night. The band is so good, we can just change the set or put a new song in the set at sound check, at rehearsal. You know, we're going to play five new songs from Space Between. And ZZ Satriani, who made the video for Trust Fund Baby, the first single.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Oh, man, I love that video. It's more fun, man. I sit there, look at the people, say, look at these kids partying, man. But we have he's made a docu-movie of the album because it's a concept record of Space Between. So we have stuff for every song. So when we play the new songs, we're going to have really cool content from just like that video is that we'll be playing on the big screen so that the song won't be so new. You know, you'll be able to see what it's about. You'll be able to be entertained through it, and some of the lyrics will be printed on the screen and all that stuff. So that it'll hold up to, you know, to Van Halen right now or Led Zeppelin's freaking rock and roll or I Can't Drive 55. We got so many classic hits in the circle to choose from. Playing new songs in between is, you know, kind of risky. So I decided to cut back on the risk and put a damn video up that explains it a little better and bring it on home. So
that's
it's going to
be
a great show. I'm excited for this tour.
Yeah, and Space Between comes out on May 10th. You can go to Sammy's website at redrocker.com and get all the details on the show and on the record. I had to ask you about Rock and Roll Road Trip. Is there a season 4 coming out?
Oh, yeah, season 4. I don't know why they moved it. It used to be like February, March, I think, is when it came out. They moved it to, I think, to May, right before the album comes out. I think the Rock and Roll Road Trip starts the first Sunday in May. And season 4, man, I stepped out a little bit from, and I did Cheech and Chong,
nice.
And I did Jimmy Johnson, the 7-time world champion NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
So I stepped out of the music a little bit, and you know, got Charlie Daniels in there. I got George Thorogood. Got who else did I do this year? Some really good stuff. Rick Springfield.
Nice.
You know, that was really cool because Rick had a big hit with my song. I've Done Everything for You.
Yeah.
I wrote that song. And we got to talk about why it was a hit for him and why it wasn't for me. And then we got to perform it together and say, okay, now let's see who sings this song the best, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. So,
I love that TV show. I've got to tell you, I'm having more fun doing that. I just love it, man. I get invited into people's personal domain and their studio and their homes and their car and their backyard, whatever. And we just sit and talk. And, man, you know, it's really good for me. Let me tell you what I do. So you're interviewing me right now. So
yeah.
when you interview somebody, I don't know how you do it, but what I do is I go, I want to know what I want to know. I'm not interested in my wife or my buddy saying, oh, ask him this, ask him that. I'm saying, yeah, you know, F you, man.
Yeah.
I want to ask him what I want to know about him. You know what I mean? So that way it's a different interview. It's not about what you can read on the website. You can just look up freaking Rick Springfield on the website, and you can learn everything you want to know about him. You know, ask Google any question about Rick Springfield. So I don't like to do that. I like to go in and ask him crazy, stupid stuff, and then chase him down the rabbit hole, man, and just keep going on things that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And I think the fans love it because they get to know things that they can't find on the internet. So
the jam sessions are awesome. Like there, I think I saw one the other day. It's an old one, but it was when you were jamming with Tommy Lee, and I think you guys did Rock Candy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah, I brought Mikey along, and we jammed Rock Candy, and that was, like, totally impromptu. I knew we were going to jam because that was my first rock and roll road trip that we did. It was with Tommy Lee, and I knew we would jam. We were at his studio, and so I said, what do you want to play? And he starts playing Rock Candy. I'm going, okay, I'm looking at Mike. I went, I don't play guitar on Rock Candy, man. You know, I always sing it. It's one of those songs I don't play guitar on. And all of a sudden I'm going, I guess I am now. Ba-da-da. You know,
yeah.
It was badass, yeah. It's
cool.
Fun on the edge stuff.
Well, because you're talking to an audience in Philly, I noticed that the lead track on Space Between, the new record, is called Devil Came to Philly.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't want to make no enemies, but originally I called it The Devil Came from Philly.
Oh, boy.
And then towards about in the middle of it, I'm going, you know what? I can't do that. It's like they're going to take it wrong, you know? So I said, no, he came to Philly. The devil came to Philly. And it's what he did is he started printing money. The first, you know, Federal Reserve, the first printing place was from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And so everyone thinks money's the root of all evil, so that this album is about money, it's about greed, it's about enlightenment, and it's about truth. So in that order, it comes out in the end, the truth comes out in the beginning. It's the root of all evil, but it's a misunderstanding. Money is not the root of all evil. It depends on what you do with it. Greed is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
So it starts out, the whole chapter starts with devil came to Philly, and then he headed out west. You know, he went to San Francisco, went to Denver, and then to Fort Knox, Kentucky, and stashed it all away, man. He took all of the silver, took all the gold, and started printing money. And it's you know, that part's about the devil. But he just came to Philly. He wasn't born there, I don't think.
Yeah.
And the Philadelphians getting down on Uncle Sammy here, man. The root of all evil is not money. It's greed. Just remember that. You'll see, when you listen to all 10 chapters on this CD, Space Between, you will get it. Exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Money's beautiful. You can change the world. You can feed the poor with money. You can heal the sick. You can buy happiness. You can make someone happy. You see some guy down and out, you say, here, buddy, here's some money. Go get yourself something to eat, you know, and a change of clothes, you know. And he's going to be happy for a while. You know, you can do beautiful things with money. It's when you just hoard it and rip people off for their money. You know, these phone calls you get, guys saying, hey, man, we need your credit card right now. You have, you know, fraud is happening. It's like it's happening right there on the phone. Man, that stuff is horrible. Man, it's, you know, that's why I wrote this record.
Yeah.
It's about that ugly side of life, you know, where people just rip each other off. And, yeah, we need some truth and some enlightenment
there
on this
go.
Planet and get rid of the hate.
There
so,
you go,
there
brother.
You go.
I tell you what, man, we're really looking forward to the show. You will see me there. I will be right up front because I'm not going to miss this one. And I can't wait to hear the whole record. Space Between comes out on May 10th. Sammy, it has been a pleasure, as always, to speak with you, man. I wish you the best of luck and lots of partying out on this upcoming tour, man.
Thank you. I guarantee all of that.
All right, brother.
All right, buddy. We'll see you in Philly.
You got it, man. See you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.